Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
America's Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and join the program toll free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Well, as Joe Biden was winging his way towards Israel to meet there with Benjamin Netanyahu and Israeli leaders, of course, we found out that this summit meeting or this big meeting with Arab leaders was essentially canceled in light of what happened at the Hamas-run hospital where hundreds of people were killed in a missile strike. They are trying to blame Israel about this, but Israel has a lot of evidence and a lot of video, and there is a lot pointing to the idea that this was, in fact, a failed Hamas rocket that caused this damage and not a direct Israeli strike. We're going to have a lot to say about that here on the program this morning. Welcome, everybody, to the show. I'm Kyle Warren, of course. I'm your host this morning, and you have found the place for news and politics and the overnights in America. And we're glad that you joined us here on this live Wednesday edition. And we're broadcasting, of course, from our Salem Media Tampa, Florida flagship station of AM 860, The Answer, by way of Southern California. And we're broadcasting to all of our great radio affiliates all across the country. And we're up on the satellite with the GCN network. Hello to everybody at GCN this morning. And by the way, if you want to listen to the program on a live stream, you can go to GCNlive.com. That's GCNlive.com to find out how you can stream the program from wherever you are, from your phone, from your computer, what have you. It's always there, always running. So go check them out, GCNlive.com. And to those of you working in the overnights across America, we're hearing from more and more of you, by the way, and we're really excited about that, because everybody who's working across the overnight in America, you're keeping America going, and a lot of people just aren't really aware of that, but we are, and we're saluting you, and we'll give you a special shout out on the program this morning. So also, again, I want to bring you up to date. We are changing a few things behind the scenes here at the program, and that's going very well, and so for one more night at least, we're not going to be taking listener calls because we're putting some of those things together behind the scenes. But if you want to go over to my home website, and that's KyleWarrenShow.com, my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com, click on the Send Kyle a Direct Message link, and we'll see that during the program this morning. So if you have a question or a comment, or later on when we're talking with our regular contributors, Denise Simon, Chris Markowski, then you can send those messages in. We'll be happy to share them with them. So, again, go to KyleWarrenShow.com and check out the Send Kyle a Direct Message link. You can also follow me on Twitter at Kyle Warren Show. And, again, our call-in number is going to be changing here. We're getting our own call-in number, and we're going to be telling you about that, I believe, hopefully, on the Thursday edition if all goes well. But, again, this is all part of the evolution of the show. And, as I said, we're excited. We're very excited to have you as a part of it, and of course, the sky is the limit. All right, so let's get started here this morning on this Wednesday edition. The Hamas-run hospital, this from Fox News, a Hamas-run hospital that was treating wounded Palestinians and sheltering many others in the Gaza Strip was hit by an airstrike on Tuesday, killing hundreds of people. One particular number I've seen is 500 is what is being reported. Israel Defense Forces, or the IDF, are blaming the strike on the Islamic Jihad. So, folks, this story has been going on all day. Again, it's one of those mornings here in America, where we don't know exactly what story is going to be the one you want to lead off with. I think obviously it is the hospital story, but there's so many things happening. We've got things happening at the American Embassy. We've got potential problems massing or developing, perhaps I should say, on the northern border with Israel, and that's Hezbollah up in Lebanon. There could be a significant development there. I think this is one of the reasons why Joe Biden is sending in, or the president is sending in, the carrier battle groups. We have two carrier battle groups now in the region. All this to say that this powder keg, and we've always heard the Middle East described as such, but there's something different, perhaps, about this particular iteration of the conflict in the Middle East. It looks like it can be for all the marbles, at least on the Israeli side, because I don't think, folks, that they have any other choice at this point other than to try to eliminate Hamas altogether. Nobody wants to see more bloodshed. Nobody wants to see innocent people or non-combatants be killed in this. But Israel cannot simply go back, I think, to the way things were just before Hamas came across the border to massacre all of the people. It just doesn't seem that that is going to be doable. That's something that Israel would live with. So also, this cancellation of the summit meeting, essentially a summit meeting, a meeting between Joe Biden and other Arab leaders, this has all been called off because, again, you have this massive loss of life. You have this hospital that is destroyed by what we believe is a Hamas missile. And when we come back on the other side of the break, we just don't have time in this section of the program. But when we come back on the other side of the break, I've got a audio clip from an Israeli Defense Forces officer talking about the evidence that they stack up that this was not an Israeli missile, because that's the blame game that's going on, especially from Hamas and in the Gaza area and in greater parts of the Arab world, it would seem, that no, this was an Israeli strike, and that's why, you notice the pattern here? We wanted to go over there and start figuring out how this is going to get resolved, and yet something else happens, which means the Arab leaders have to withdraw and have to suddenly, you know, not talk to the American president. There is a pattern here, folks. Whenever some kind of progress could be made, even in war, it's going to get a lot worse. That is the pattern. Folks, Kyle Warren with you. We're going to be right back on the other side of this break with so much more to tell you about. Stay right there. It is the Wednesday edition.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Third Watch. This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, Get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Is the Wednesday edition of the program, everybody. Glad to be with you, of course. Kyle Warren with you. And don't forget, as we work behind the scenes to get our new listener lines going, we're going to be taking your comments through my home website this time. And that, of course, is KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. Head on over there, and you can use the Send Kyle a Direct Message link, and you can send me a message, or you can send a comment, whatever you'd like to do. And we'll see it here as we go through the program this morning. And once again, glad to be with you. Again, this whole thing that happens in the Middle East, there is a pattern there. And by the way, we are going to talk about Jim Jordan and the possible possibly have another vote for speaker here, I believe, on Wednesday. But there's something else afoot with that as well, especially from the Democrat side. And they want to find the bipartisan path forward with Leader Jeffries. you can't make this stuff up, folks, right? But as far as what's happening in Israel, very seriously here, that is the peace process, whatever that peace process is always attacked just as much in so many ways as the actual attacks themselves, because they do not want peace. Hamas is not looking for peace. And we've established this. This is nothing new. Iran does not want peace. We've established this. This is nothing new. The notion is to destroy Israel completely. Israel, by sort of mirror image here, they will have to go after Hamas. They will have to root it out. The Gaza Strip and Gaza itself is going to, I think, be pretty much razed by the time this whole thing is over. Nobody takes any joy in this of any kind, but the people in Gaza, the so-called Palestinian refugees, right, as they're called, they are also under the thumb in so many ways of these terror groups. It's just that simple. Now, there are these animosities that go back. There's these hatreds that go back. But I think I asked the question yesterday on the program. I'll just rephrase it here. And that is, would you rather live under the government of Hamas, the quote-unquote government of Hamas? Would you rather live under the terrorist groups becoming, just running your lives, running the society, running the infrastructure, running everything? Or in this case, would you rather live under the government, the type of government of Israel? Would you rather live in a state of affairs where things get fixed? There is infrastructure that is built and repaired, where people have jobs, where they can go to work and so forth. But somebody might come back and say, well, Kyle, what you're describing, of course, is just the ongoing subjugation of the Palestinian people by the Israelis. I don't think that's what I'm describing. The idea, of course, is that Israel was carved out by the United Nations. And the United Nations also, I believe, is going to hold a vote on this entire situation, I believe, if not on Wednesday, but then later this week. And we'll get to that here in a little bit. But Israel was carved out for the specific purpose such that the Jewish people could return to a homeland that they had very, very long time ago, to be sure, but yet historically is seen as the land of Israel as well. But the notion that people can live in harmony and that people can actually live their lives peaceably, I think that is what the Israeli tenets are. By tenets, I mean the tenets of their philosophy, the tenets of how they want to conduct their society. So you have people stirring things up under this notion that they have to drive Israel into the sea, and on it goes. In other words, it becomes an irreversible position. It's something the terror groups can never sort of give up on. And by definition, they can't do it. So they set themselves and they set the world into this collision course. And that's exactly what we're seeing. Now, right before we went to the break, I mentioned that we had a video clip, or an audio clip, I should say. And this is actually from CNN. We had Anderson Cooper was talking with an IDF spokesman, Jonathan Conricus, who gave a pretty good rundown of what it was, the kinds of video evidence and other telemetry evidence that they have that gives them the very high confidence level, shall we say, that this rocket that destroyed this Hamas-run hospital, killing as upwards of what we know at this hour, 500 people, did not come from Israel. And I will say this before we play the clip. Israel is not in the business, my friends, of targeting hospitals. Israel is not in the business of trying to destroy innocent women and children, right? They're not in that business. How many times have we talked about it? How many things have you seen on the news recently of the leaflets falling, of what our own Denise Simon talked about, the idea of the knocking on the roof, and that is they telegraph, this building is going to be destroyed, so get out. That, my friends, is a wholly different attitude towards waging the kind of war that Israel has to wage in order to fight against this embedded, very well-financed, very well-put-together group of terrorists. And we haven't even gotten started on Iran at this point, but we will. But let's listen in to what this IDF spokesman says about what was happening in terms of this this terrible tragedy that's occurred at a hospital.
Hi, thank you for having me again. We are confident because we have based our statement on a significant review, analysis of visuals, as well as other sources of intelligence, our own systems that monitor our own fire, and our systems that monitor enemy fire. So it's not one source, it's multiple sources, and in order not only to tell, but really to show, we're going to release in the near time, I've seen the footage myself, and it will be released soon, very, very clear images that prove, I think, for anybody with an unbiased and clear opinion, that this was not an IDF strike. This was a rocket that fell and was misfired, and that whatever happened in that hospital and whatever many casualties that were or were not caused in that explosion was not done by the IDF.
So there you have, that's again from CNN. And what they're talking about, again, this rocket appears to have fallen into the hospital. It may have malfunctioned. And that is a distinct possibility, is it not? But at the same time, I would not put it past the terrorists in Hamas to actually do something that is totally evil, because they believe that it will actually be a propaganda victory for Hamas and for the, you know, fight against Israel, trying to get rid of Israel. Now, we don't know. I mean, their telemetry, what the IDF spokesman is talking about, the video evidence and so forth, may show exactly that, that if the rocket was fired, it malfunctioned, this would not be completely out of the realm of possibility either. In fact, it's probably more likely that that's what happened. But nevertheless, this has occurred, and of course they're going to use it as a propaganda tool. Of course, they're hoping, and they're probably happy at this point, that the thing, the meeting between Joe Biden and the Palestinian president and the president and the leader of Jordan and so forth is all off the table at this point. But be that as it may, some 500 people lost their lives. This is, again, terrible. It's unconscionable. It is a very, very sad day. It means that this conflict is going to get even more brutal. It means that this conflict is going to get even more grand in its scope. It means that there is a very good possibility that the war can be expanded somehow. And when you have the American forces going into that area, and when you have troops or military personnel that are being sent over, we understand that they were non-combat status being sent. But it doesn't mean that we can't bring others that are already in that region into that area if need be. So what happens when Israel needs help in that regard? And do we provide it? And if we provide it, then we're into a longer, more protracted war with our own troops. In other words, I'm hoping that that doesn't have to occur. But what I'm saying is that things can change so very quickly that we could find ourselves in a conflict like that. And that means that terrorism in and of itself would become a much larger issue, because they would say the Americans are involved and now we're going to go after the Americans. This is a big deal, folks. We're going to continue to monitor it. When we come back, so much more to talk about. We'll talk about Jim Jordan as well. We'll see you on the other side. Stay right there.
Let's celebrate. Come on now. Third Watch.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell insists that President Biden must get tougher on Iran.
His tone, his statements, and his actions need to send an unambiguous message to Iran about America's resolve.
The former Speaker of the House is optimistic that Ohio Republican Jim Jordan will soon secure the Speaker's position, placing blame on a few for Jordan losing the first vote.
Every single Democrat and eight Republicans voted to shut down one branch of government. That is why we're here today.
Britney Spears is disclosing that she had an abortion after becoming pregnant by Justin Timberlake. This revelation stems from an excerpt from the singer's forthcoming memoir, The Woman in Me. Spears stated that Timberlake was not pleased about the pregnancy, believing they were too young to navigate parenthood. Dave Collins, USA News.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
All right, racing across your radio dial on this live edition, Wednesday edition of the program. Folks, Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you as we continue. And we have so much more to tell you about as we go through the program this morning. We want to give a special hello and shout out to Shirley from listening on AM860. She sent me a message. And then also James at KNUS on the, listening on the mighty 710 KNUS there in Denver, Colorado. Also, John checking in as well earlier. So we do appreciate that. And simply go over to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's my home website, my podcast website, KyleWarrenShow.com. And you can click on Send Kyle a Direct Message, and you can send me a message. We'll see it here during the program. And if you have a question or comment, if you have something else that you'd like to introduce, or, by the way, don't forget, if you want to request a song for the upcoming Trucker Report, we can certainly do that as well. We got a couple of great songs lined up here this Wednesday morning, but we're always willing to make a change if that's in the offing. And this morning on Wednesday, we're going to have Country Music Wednesday today. So that's all I'm going to say. So you're going to have to stay tuned for the next segment for the Trucker Report to find out the great country song that we have lined up. And then, of course, in hour number two, we've also got a great country song lined up. It's hard to pick between the two, which one to play first. But I think we're going to do just fine this morning. Once again, Wednesday edition live, and we're getting our listener lines put together behind the scenes, and hopefully we're going to be able to bring that online by the Thursday program this week. So thanks for sticking with us. We appreciate it. Thanks for sort of pardoning our dust this week. But we're making some good changes behind the scenes, and I really, really think you're going to be happy with it, especially where our regular contributors are concerned. So at any rate, let's continue. Jim Jordan, of course, did not get the speakership on the first ballot. This from Newsmax. More turmoil ahead. I think that's probably an understatement. Republicans rejected Representative Jim Jordan for House Speaker on the first ballot Tuesday as an unexpectedly numerous 20 holdouts denied the hard-charging ally of Donald Trump. The GOP majority needed to seize the gavel. Additional voting was postponed as the House hit a standstill, stuck while Jordan works to shore up support from Republican colleagues to replace the ousted Kevin McCarthy for the job. Reluctant Republicans are refusing to give Jordan their votes, viewing the Ohio congressman as too extreme for the powerful position of House Speaker, second in line to the presidency. Next votes were expected to be on Wednesday. Jordan said at the Capitol as evening fell, says, "We're going to keep working." It's been 2 weeks, of course, of angry Republican infighting since McCarthy's sudden removal by hardliners who are now within reach of a central seat of U.S. power. The vote for the House Speaker, once a formality in Congress, has devolved into another bitter showdown for the gavel. But here's what Democrats would love to be able to do. This from Politico. House Dem leader, meaning Hakeem Jeffries, in formal discussions underway on speakership mess. Talks of a possible bipartisan solution to the House Speaker standoff that has created chaos in the Republican caucus are underway, House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries said on Sunday. There are informal conversations that have been underway. When we get back to Washington tomorrow, it's important to begin to formalize those discussions. Now, this article, I think, came out just on the 15th here, but it gives you the idea. This is what we've heard this, by the way, prior to this. When asked what the House Democrats might be asking for a deal with House Republicans, Jeffries said his caucus wants to, quote, ensure that votes are taken on bills that have substantial Democrat support and substantial Republican support so that the extremists aren't able to dictate the agenda. Well, that just sounds like Hakeem Jeffries is really just quite a guy. He's really trying to help. Oh, shucks, ma'am. We're just trying to help out here, right? That's what we're trying to do. Oh, my gosh. You got to be kidding me, right? I don't think that the Democrat side is going to want to do stuff like that. And they'll couch it with this notion that we're just, little old us over here. We're just trying to help because the Republicans are in such disarray, and on it goes. Let's listen to Jim Clyburn from South Carolina. He was actually talking on MSNBC of all places. We have the quote as to what might happen next since Jim Jordan was not able to win on the first ballot. Let's listen in.
Well, thank you very much for having me. What happens next is that we'll meet again at 11 o'clock in the morning. There will be a quorum call, and after which we'll have another vote on trying to elect a speaker. I would hope that after all of this time, that the leadership of the Republican Party will sit down in earnest. With Leader Jeffries.
Okay, stop right there. They're going to sit down. See, this is how you couch these things, right? Well, we're hoping that they're going to sit down. And they'll sit down in earnest, you see, because I guess they could sit down, but if they're not sitting down in earnest, that would just be a way, again, to say, well, they sat down, but they weren't really serious about this, because what we're proposing is never going to fly, but we're going to say it like this so that it looks like the Republicans just aren't serious about moving forward in a true bipartisan fashion. That's exactly what he's talking about. Let's continue.
And extending an offer time and time again to reach a bipartisan path forward so that the people of this country can have their business attended to. Right now, we cannot get to the attendance of their business simply because the Republicans seem to be putting their politics.
program was pre-recorded for broadcast at this time.
It's really something to watch. It's really something to see. So there you have Jim Clyburn, who's 83 years old, by the way. That's pretty cool. That's really cool. I know he's been in Congress forever, but 83 years old. I only mention that because I think he sort of makes a lot more sense than Joe Biden. I think he does. So that actually goes to something I've said for a long time. Age in and of itself is not the factor. Okay, the age of Joe Biden or the age of Donald Trump, for example, that is not the factor. The factor is how do people age? And let's face it, we all know people age differently, right? They age differently. So you might have somebody who's 80 years old or 83 years old, and they're very sharp. They're sharp as a tack. They are on top of things and so forth. And you put them next to somebody else who might be the same age, but yet they may be struggling or having issues. So it's not just the age factor. It's how you are able to function. And I think that's an important takeaway. But anyway, getting back to what Clyburn was talking about, you know, if the Republicans will sit down, if they'll sit down in earnest, if they will be, you know, reasonable, and then we can get this path forward. And why do we want a path forward? Well, we want a path forward because we got to get this business done for the people. Okay? We got to get this business done for the people. The people's business isn't getting done. And, you know, it's almost like a comedy show or something, because it's not so much the Republicans are just in disarray about things, but the Republicans also do want to control spending. They want to control the things and tamper down the things. Maybe that's a better way of putting it. Tamp down the unbelievable spending, the ongoing things, just to do another continuing resolution, and so on and so forth. So you see how they do this, how they sort of phrase this kind of stuff. Well, you know, it's good. We're doing the people's business here, and they're not really trying to do the people's business. They want to continue their business of unbelievable spending. And on it goes. So don't be fooled, my friends. Do not be fooled by this. I don't know that they're really offering a bipartisan path forward. Folks, when we come back, we've got the first Trucker Highway and Byway Report, and we've got a cool song. You don't want to miss this. Stay right there.
But I tell you what, I don't know about you, but I'm going to go to bed.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, wherever you're going this Wednesday morning in America and the overnights, if you're working, you're traveling, if you're just up with us, if you're doing whatever it is that you're doing out there, we're glad that you're spending some time with us. My name's Kyle Warren. Glad to be with you, of course, as we continue to race through and rocket through this Wednesday edition of the program. And, of course, you've reached the part of the program where we do what we call our Trucker Highway and Byway Report. And it's our privilege. It's our duty, it's our solemn honor, folks, to make sure that our drivers out there, our people working out there, whatever it is, as I said, whatever it is that you're doing, we're going to keep you awake. We're going to give you something to really, really get things moving here. And let's start out this morning with a little, well, it's a little song from a band called Little Texas. Let's listen in. God Bless Texas.
I've seen a lot of places, I've been around the world. I've seen some pretty faces, been with some beautiful girls. After all I've witnessed, one thing still amazes me. Just like a miracle, you have to see to believe. God bless Texas with his own hands. Brought down angels from the promised land. He gave them a place where they could dance. If you want to see heaven, brother, here's your chance. I've been sent to spread the message. God bless Texas. We'll be right back.
Got it, folks. That's right there. Little Texas. God bless Texas. That's a pretty cool song. And yeah, we're calling it Country Music Wednesday here on the program. So once again, Little Texas. And that's a great song. And it's definitely, and you know, actually, you know, the professor's mother was born in Houston, Texas. So, I actually lived in Texas for several years. When I was little, just growing up, and talking about Texas, that is that. By the way, the eyes of Texas are upon you. I can attest to that. So wherever you are, don't forget the eyes of Texas are upon you. All right, next hour, of course, we've also got a great country song to play, and I think you're really going to like it. Kind of getting almost the Wayback Machine, almost, but not really the Wayback Machine. But I think you'll like it. And I think you'll like the artist as well. All right, so let's take a look at what's happening across the highways, byways of the country this morning. And we'll actually start off in my neck of the woods here in Southern California. We've got a dense fog advisory happening in Southern California this morning, and it's not at this time of year. It's not all that rare, but it's just going to start a little south of Los Angeles, it looks like, and actually it's going to spread up a little further from Los Angeles, maybe up towards Santa Barbara, according to this special statement here. But also inland fog can be seen perhaps in parts of Orange County, heading down through Oceanside and down towards San Diego as well. By the way, that's a real pretty drive down Interstate 5. If you're heading out of Orange County, out towards Oceanside and down to San Diego, if you're heading down to see this San Diego Zoo, maybe Old Town San Diego. That's one of my favorite places to go, by the way, is Old Town San Diego. And just kind of walk around. They've got great food and great atmosphere and everything. And, of course, also you pass by Camp Pendleton as well on your way. And Camp Pendleton is just a sprawling military marine base. And I've had the pleasure to be on Camp Pendleton a couple of times, so we're really glad that they're there. I'll tell you that much. But at any rate, we've got that dense fog advisory happening. Usually we don't have a whole lot of stuff in Southern California to tell everybody about. But if you're Richard the Marine and you're up on the here's vantage point there on the central coast of Oregon, you've also got a dense fog advisory, my friend, up there, and this is going to start, looks like, around Florence and then maybe up towards Tillamook. And then, of course, it's also going to encompass our friends in Portland, Oregon. So this is going to mean that on Interstate 5, just a little south of Eugene, you could be going into some dense fog, and then north of Portland up towards Longview. So in all seriousness, do be careful, because that's nothing to trifle with. High wind warnings continue for our friends in the northeast quadrant, basically, of Big Sky Country up in Montana. Then in South Dakota, we also, in parts of southwestern area of North Dakota, heading down into South Dakota, we have a wind advisory there. That's going to stretch not quite as so far over to Sioux Falls, but certainly if you're coming across I-90 from Chamberlain over towards about Mitchell, you'll be involved in that. And certainly as you come across the border out of Wyoming into South Dakota. You're coming down through Rapid City, Kadoka, if I pronounced that correctly. You've got the wind advisory happening there. We don't see a whole lot more on the map in terms of warnings and so forth, so that's actually a good thing. That means it's hopefully kind of a quiet night for our drivers out there. But where the rain is concerned, we do have a couple of things to tell you about. Again, also in South Dakota, if you're in the Murdo area and also in Vivian, again, you're coming across I-90, you've got rain there, and that's going to stretch up a little bit northeast of that, and then in spurts and starts up towards the border there with North Dakota. But in North Dakota, we've got a big area of rain that's going to be touching onto the interstate. This is I-94. If you're in the Belfield area over towards Dickinson, you're going to have rain coming across the interstate there, and that's for sure. And that's also going to head all the way up, sort of heading out into a band heading northeast up towards the middle part of North Dakota this morning. And then for our friends in Minnesota, this is north of Minneapolis, north of Pine City. It looks like most of the northern part of the state of Minnesota this morning has a lot of rain up in that area. So this, if you're going to be in the Grand Rapids area, Fort Francis, Baudette, and down towards Park Rapids, you've definitely got rain coming across the whole area there. So do be careful. Do be aware of that. All right. So that's what we're looking at. And, just sort of creeping in to the Pacific Northwest. This is up near Vancouver, just starting to come across the border down towards Bellingham, heading towards Mount Vernon. This, again, Interstate 5 north of Seattle. You've got some rain coming there. It's going to head on over and encompass parts of the coastline there as well. So you've got to be careful as that rain comes through. But other than that, we do have, hopefully, a pretty quiet map. So if you're out there, if you're driving a big rig, if you're making deliveries, if you're traveling, hopefully you've got some pretty good driving conditions here in the middle of the night. And then, of course, we're looking at colder temperatures. They're going to be in the offing, so you got to be aware of that as well. All right, so let's head out to the break with a little bit more of from Little Texas. God bless Texas. Let's just rock out a little bit more as we head to the top of the hour break. Let's stay right there.
Then on the very next day, God bless Texas with his own hands wrong. Down angels from the father's face, gave them a place where they could dance. If you want to see heaven, brother, here's your chance. Life and sin, spread the message. God bless Texas.
Well, indeed he did. And we are going to head out to the top of the hour break, folks. Kyle Warren with you. You're going to hear your top of the hour news. And when we come back, we got a whole nother hour stretching out ahead of us. We have so much to talk about. And, of course, don't forget, head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. Send me a message this morning, and we will be back. So don't go anywhere.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.